Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Oh, when it's a Thursday edition of Reedy's Mail, MG, you expect this man to come guns loaded, armed to the teeth with news from the rugby league world. Brent Reed from News Corp, the glue that holds the Triple M NRL family today, Triple M NRL family together. How are you, Reedy?
Good, boys. How are you?
We are fantastic, and I've got a little feeling in my loins that something really spectacular is about to come out of your mouth today.
All righty, where are we starting? Start us off with something big.
Well, let's start with the Warriors, right? Because obviously the Murata Newitt-Near Corey news leaked out last night. And the Warriors had two big targets. Those big targets were Murata-Near Corey, who they've now got, and Joey Manu. And look, I expect, the Warriors have now conceded defeat with Joey Manu. That won't be happening. He will be staying at the Roosters. You're looking at least a two-year extension to his current deal. So he's got 1 year left. Chuck two more in the end of that, gets him through to the end of 2024. Joey Manu going nowhere. So good news for the Roosters. A bit of a blow to the Warriors because they were really keen on Joey. They were keen to play him in the halves alongside Sean Johnson at some point from 23 onwards. Won't be happening now, but great news for the Roosters, great news for Joey. And as I said, I expect an announcement on that pretty soon, probably within the next week or two. Joey Manu will be staying at the Roosters. So they've done well. The Roosters have done it again.
They have. There's something special about them, isn't there, Rudy? And look, Murata Nuakora has come from nowhere. You know, last year was basically a bit player at Parramatta. This year he started in the centres, filled a gap admirably. Then was used once Waka Blake come back in the forward pack, and again effectively. Fantastic buy for the Warriors. Fantastic.
Yeah, well, he is, and obviously a blow to Parramatta. And look, I think Parramatta knew they were fighting an uphill battle to keep all those guys who ended the last year of their contracts on November 1. And I think they thought he was probably the most vulnerable. Now, obviously, we've seen the Reed Money stuff this week, Junior Paulo. I believe Junior Paulo met with another or spoke to a club on Wednesday. I think they realise they weren't going to keep everyone. They've lost Nuakora. I think they're hopeful now they'll be able to keep some of those other guys who are coming off in 12 months' time.
Reedy, that would suggest that Joey Manu's desire to play number one and number six wasn't the dominant factor in his contract, because you can't see him taking the number one off James Tedesco or number six off Luke Keary.
Well, but I think the way it was put to Joey was, look, you're 25, both those guys are, you know, I think Teddy's 29 going on 30. I think Luke Keary might already be 30.
Luke Keary turns 30 next February.
Okay, so I think they basically have sold it to Joey. Look, be patient. You will get your chance down the track to play in one of those key positions, because, you know, they might look at moving Teddy to six when maybe Keary gives it away and then he can play fullback, or maybe Joey plays six.
Okay.
I think that's the way it was sold. I mean, the other thing is, and it's a valid point, if you look at the Roosters, you look at that club, you look at guys who spent a long time there and then retired, Boyd Cordner, Jake Green, Anthony Minicello, Brad Fittler, Mitch Orbison, they're all still involved with the club in some capacity. They've got a job or an ambassador role. And I think it was pointed out to Joey, look, if you do the right thing, stay a long time, be a one-club guy, there's a career beyond football for you potentially. So, you know, I think all those things combined together, and obviously let's not ignore the healthy pay packet he's probably got as well. I mean, all that's contributed to Joey basically deciding to stay at the Roosters.
Fair enough. Now, we mentioned Murata Nuakora signing with the Warriors. The Eels lose one, but there's been reports that they might be gaining, the man who can't stay out of trouble off the field, Curtis Scott from the Raiders.
Yeah, look, this is all but done. Curtis has met with the NRL, the contract's done. He just needs the contract to be registered, and I would imagine that's a fait accompli. So, Curtis has had his problems. There's some talent there. I think we've all seen that. And Parramatta have obviously decided to take a chance on him, and he's a bargain basement signing because he didn't have a lot of other options, Curtis. But, he's going to be a handy pickup for Parramatta, I imagine. As long as he keeps his nose clean and doesn't misbehave off the field, then, you know, they could have themselves a bargain, the Eels.
Well, I don't think he's played since April this year, I think, when that incident happened in in a Canberra pub. And yeah, look, he is. He's one of them guys as well who has to stay away from the pen and ink. Just get away from it. Just stay away from the drink. And, you know, because on his day, he's a world-class centre and he's a fantastic addition to Parramatta.
Well, we always talk about last chances, and he's had a few, I reckon. But this has got to be the last chance for Curtis Scott. I mean, it just has to be.
And, Reedy, lastly, we've got to talk about Brandon Smith because, I mean, we saw the double handshake with the Gold Coast Titans. As far as I'm concerned, it's a done deal. He's playing with the Titans, isn't he?
Well, he met the Dolphins today. Look, I mean, this is close. We'll get a decision on this, I imagine, if not tomorrow, then within, you know, early next week, I think, once he's – the Dolphins were the final meeting. Now that that's out the way, he can sit down with his agent, Stan Martin, and make a final call on what he does. But it's funny, you know, you talk to them all, they're all really confident, which I don't know what that means, whether Brandon's just keeping his cards close to his chest or they've had the wool pulled over their eyes. But all those Queensland clubs, the Cowboys, the Dolphins, and the Titans are really confident they are going to get Brandon Smith. So there's going to be some pretty disappointed club officials in the next few days when Brandon makes his decision and decides to move back to Queensland in 2023.
Is there any chance at all that he stays with Melbourne?
Oh, I don't think so, MG. I think, you know, I haven't spoken to Melbourne lately about it. They were hopeful, but I think there's an acknowledgement now that he won't be staying in Melbourne. And the Roosters were the other club who were keen on Brandon, but I think, you know, his mother was with him at that meeting with the Gold Coast, and I think, you know, his family's now on the up in southeast Queensland. I think he wants to be close to them. So I think there's an acknowledgement by the Roosters in Melbourne that it just won't be happening. He'll be going back to Queensland.
I think we've learned something about Brandon Smith there, MG, that he likes to please people. He walks out of meetings. He's walked out of all those meetings with leaving people with a smile on his face.
Well, I think he's a pretty affable type of bloke. I think he genuinely gets the, you know, a warm, fuzzy feeling knowing that these clubs want him. And look, he's got the pick of all of them. I still think the Titans are in the box seat.
Yeah. I think we see him in the gold and the aqua in 2023.
My gut, look, I'm going with the Dolphins. I think Wayne Bennett may have weaved his magic because Wayne's already met with him a couple of times. He didn't meet with him today, Wayne, but Wayne has spoken to him a couple of times. He just met with Peter O'Sullivan and some other club officials today. But, you know, I reckon Wayne could be a pretty compelling character when he's one-on-one with you. So I reckon Wayne might have weaved his magic with Brandon.
Unconfirmed reports. He went the double handshake with the Titans. I think he went the double kiss with Wayne.
You know, you meet someone, you give them the two, like, high five, top 10, high 10, high 10 with Wayne, and then grab each other's ankles.
When was the last time you high 10 someone? Hello.
It doesn't happen very often.
I'm MG.
That's why Wayne got him.
Watch that stuff. It can go wrong.
Just watch Seinfeld.
If someone's taken a clandestine photo of Brandon Smith and Wayne Bennett high tenning, I mean, pay through the nose.
You love that. That's your new favourite word, clandestine. By the way,
it's a good word. Reed, did you know that one?
Great word.
Yeah, it's a good word.
I love it. Love it. Great. Love a clandestine meeting. Nothing beats it.
All right, Brent Reed, very nice work. Going to be a busy weekend as some of these contracts get closer to being signed. We will speak to you again next Tuesday.
It's heating up. Thank God it's heating up.
It's heating up.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.